and welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, and I'm sitting here with my two girlfriends, Bethany.
Hi.
And Sam.
Hello there.
So we're recording this under unusual circumstances because it's at like, what is it, like 3:30 in the morning?
It's so early.
Feels like it.
Yeah, well, we have a scheduling snafu.
So if you're listening to this and we sound at all awake, that's a lie.
I was just talking to the coffee guy outside, Mustafa.
Yeah,
and
love him.
I just love people who are always happy and make your day.
Yeah, he does his job with joy.
I've yet to meet him, and I'm kind of now putting it off because it's like, there's a unicorn around the corner,
And
you're like, ah, crap, I hope it's as majestic as everyone says it is. So now that everyone's talking him up so much, I'm like, well, I can't meet him unless I have, like, my hair curled and my heels on. Like, I have to look fantastic for this wonderful man.
Once I wasn't wearing my glasses, and he asked me, he's like, where are your glasses?
My mom says, like, if you're going to have a job, even if it's a job that you absolutely hate, do it with joy. Because that way, the person who maybe has your next job is going to notice you and want to give you that next job because you're like, you know, the server who's always really happy and doing a great job, or you're the coffee cart guy who remembers that normally Kathleen wears glasses.
I mean, nobody leaves his coffee cart without a huge smile on their face, and that is the greatest gift you could ever give someone. So thank you, Mustafa.
And if you're ever in Manhattan, visit Mustafa on 6th and Walker.
Yes. Best coffee in town.
He's amazing. We love him.
So today I want to talk to you guys about something that I cannot get over. It happened on my Facebook feed, and I want to share it with you because I have mixed feelings.
Okay.
A girl that I know posted on her Facebook page about her husband being known for his mean tweets and how she was proud of him that he had been blocked by Katherine Heigl.
Wow.
Okay. So he tweeted something horrible to Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
And she blocked him, and his wife is super proud.
She was wearing it like a badge of honor.
Huh. Ooh.
So I had to go through the feed, and you know, you guys do this too, when you read through comments to see what people are saying, and people were like, yeah, you get her, or how about, why don't you troll Kim Kardashian next? Because I really hate that person. And I read all of these comments and I couldn't help myself. And it's one of these moments where you're like, don't say anything, shut your mouth, like move on. This isn't your business. But I had to say, I said, even the most tongue-in-cheek, lighthearted trolling still affects people.
Yeah.
And she responded to me, well, Katherine Heigl is a celebrity. She can handle it.
Oh, I forgot. Oh. She's a celebrity and not a person.
She's not a human being.
She's a celebrity. That's right. I forgot that. People who are famous are not people with feelings.
And I hate this idea that somebody who's a strong person or a leader can handle the bullying.
Yeah.
But they can take your harsh words because it doesn't matter. They're strong.
Yeah. You know, I posted a picture on Instagram of... it was when I had a cold and I had matched the redness of my nose to a Pantone color. Mm-hmm. And so I did like the side by side of my red nose and the exact Pantone coral pink color that my nose was. And I have the septum piercing, and it turned into a debate on whether or not I should have gotten a septum piercing.
Oh my God.
And one person who was just hating on my piercing, I was being defended by other people, which I appreciated. And then he said, yes, but I am a fan of hers, so I feel like I have the right to weigh in. And I thought that that was a really interesting opinion on it, because my view of it is, if you post something and don't ask for an opinion, you don't want an opinion. Now, I know that that's, you know, that's wishful thinking. But the fact that this person thought that because he supported me in his head, he had the right to ridicule my life or to give his viewpoint on the way that I live my life. And I had never seen it that way before. I ended up taking the picture down because I was just like, I don't have time for this.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting viewpoint that I hadn't really considered before.
Yeah.
I'm trying, like, I have a little knot in my stomach and I'm trying really hard to be not crazy intense about it, but I don't have time for your negativity.
Right?
I don't have time for your I turn on the news and it's there. You can't escape things from strangers. If you're going to be in my life, whether it be on a social media way or a friendship way, I don't need you bringing me down. Unless what you're doing is actually trying to help me and not being judgmental and not being, you know, asserting your own thoughts onto me. We can disagree, but as soon as you offer something that is just so cruel, and I'm sorry, your friend like needs to find other joys in her life.
I know.
Because if her joy is coming from someone else's awesome negativity, like if I see her, I'm going to hug her because this girl has a horribly sad life.
I shook my digital fist at her.
No, that is not okay.
Like, I know.
I just like there's a line. You could think whatever you want. I am a firm believer of that. My problem is when you act on it in a negative way.
Yeah.
I have no chill for that kind of stuff.
And it's the back to school season, so bullying is a big topic right now among children and older children who are in classrooms right now who are facing this every day. And one would like to think that this stops at the school age, and it absolutely doesn't. It really doesn't. And I'm looking forward to being a mother one day and having a child, but I know that along with that comes the drama, the mom drama.
Yeah.
When your child is socializing and that kind of stuff. It just boils my blood. It's easier to be happy than it is to be pissed off and mean all the time.
And I think it's going to be like when you are that what the hell do I know? I'm a single girl. Like I'm far from a stance of knowledge on this, but I feel like when you give off the right kind of example, like that's what my mom did. She was always positive and never had anything mean to say. And if someone else said something mean, she'd look at me and explain why that person is being negative rather than saying something back to the person. And one of my current favorite examples of this is Danielle Monero from the show, our sister.
Yeah.
Her kids just started school, and she was telling me 3 days ago, whatever, how there was a new boy in school, and her son Spencer decided to not sit with his friends at lunch, but went and sat with that boy. And aww. Spencer's friends were saying, come back and sit with us. Sit with us. He goes, no, this kid's new, so he's not going to go back until that new boy is also welcome. And that got like a little knot in my throat. And I'm like, Danielle.
It's so sweet.
You're just amazing. Because at that age, he's how old is Spencer?
He's in sixth grade.
Okay. Yeah. At that age, that's a reflection of what's around you.
Yeah.
He didn't come up with that yet, you know, exactly on his own. That's awesome kids turn into awesome adults.
Yeah. No, it's true. She's done something right. Right. Sheldon has as well. Yeah.
Danielle is my mom idol, you know, one day. I want to be like her. I came across this meme on Facebook, and it goes along the lines of sitting with the person who doesn't have a lot of friends. And it says, we need to care less about whether our children are academically gifted and more about whether they sit with the lonely kid in the cafeteria. And that warms my heart, because so many parents are about how high achieving their children are and less about how good of a person their child is. And that extends to adulthood completely.
Mm-hmm. It does. I'm trying to find this quote and it's driving me crazy.
She's in her phone.
I'm in my phone, but it goes along with that. It's just about, it's so easy to get drawn down into the negativity of bullying, and especially, Kathleen, like you said, going back to school. But I feel like there is such this swell of people being more aware of it now and pointing it out when it happens, whether it's defending people online, on social media, or whether it's being in a classroom and seeing this is happening. Teachers are becoming more aware of it. Mm-hmm. School administrators, hopefully, are becoming more aware of it. So this quote, it's from one of the creators of The Simpsons. I think it's James L. Brooks, but I don't remember specifically. But people were asking him, why don't you interact with fans online? You know, like on social media or whatever. And he said, because I don't want some 14-year-old boy who's having a bad day to get me down.
Yeah.
Basically is what it said.
Yeah.
And I heard a similar quote from Lord as well. She was like, I don't want somebody, you know, in Nebraska to ruin my day because they're in a, you know, and all respect to Nebraska, that's not the point. The point is that they're so far away from her.
They have no other connection with her life.
Yeah, exactly. That it's like, And I think there's some legitimacy to that.
Yeah.
Instagram is now slowly rolling out the ability to not have comments on pictures.
Yeah.
And I am loving that idea because I think that's why Snapchat is so popular, is because A, the pictures disappear, but also people can't post mean comments about it. Yeah. I think that people are just sick of it. We are reaching sort of this breaking point. The pendulum always swings back and forth. I think we're ready to swing back the other way.
I don't understand why people want this. Like, have you ever had those days where you're, I would never listen, you two are two of my favorite people. I would never ever think you're even capable of bullying.
That's not true.
Oh no, I'm a dick.
Oh my, well that's different.
I have been on both sides of the spectrum.
Okay. I'm not bullied. I am an but there's a difference.
I'm not a bully. I'm an
there's a, we'll look it up together while you're mad at me, but that's fine. But I
wait, is this the new t-shirt, you know, in the 90s with the smiley face? He made that guy like millions of dollars.
We're not bullies, we're You're wrong.
No,
we're not bullies.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
Have you ever said something, you're in a bad mood, and someone usually close to you, usually it's a family member, a good friend, says something, and they are on the receiving end of your distaste for yourself?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
Right? And then it's not always right away, but you see their eyes, and you think about it later, and whether you apologize or not, however you deal with it, you have that... crap.
Yeah.
And you're a little nicer maybe moving forward with that person.
I always, the morbid thought pops into my head, oh my God, if this person dies, that's the last thing I said to them.
Oh my God!
And then I couldn't live with myself, and then I die too because I can't live with myself. And then before you know it, I'm in tears, I'm in my bed, I'm sobbing, and I have to call up said person and apologize.
How did Kathleen die? She didn't like her aunt's pants, and it was all downhill from there.
No, we've all done that, but there is a certain amount of self-awareness I think that we need to have. Like, and this is different than bullying. This is just being crabby. But like, if I'm in a bad mood, I will say to whoever I'm with, usually it's my mom, because I let my guard down with my mom the most.
Yep.
So like, this happened when I was visiting home. I was like, Mom, I was in just the worst mood and I could not shake it. And I'm like, Mom, I just want you to know I'm not mad at you. I'm just in a bad mood. I can't seem to shake it. And I know I'm a bitch, but at least I'm a self-aware bitch.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Self-aware bitch.
Wait, that's another t-shirt. Yes. I'm a bitch, but at least I'm a self-aware bitch.
This episode, we're releasing a clothing line. Stay soon.
I apologized to somebody I bullied many years later. In high school, I was in a friend group that just imploded from, everything exploded. We all became not friends. We all became instant enemies of each other. Jeez. For unforeseen reasons. And I had an online journal back then, and it was a Zanga.
Zanga!
Zanga.com. It doesn't exist anymore. It's like a live journal.
Did you link it to your Friendster?
I linked it to my AIM profile with the initials of all my BFFs.
They were not in your top 8 after
They were in my top 8.
Goodness.
And I wrote something terrible about this girl on that blog, and we graduated high school and we went to college, and sophomore, junior year, I got back in touch with her and I said, listen, we used to be friends and I wrote this terrible thing about you and you saw it, everybody knew it, and I need to apologize because I'm literally 2 years later, I'm thinking about it at night.
How was that received?
It was well received.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, especially because we weren't like, there wasn't always like a bully. I didn't always bully her. It was like a one-time thing. And also we used to be friends. So there was also an underlying connection. But it was well received, and we're friendly now with each other.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness
so
gracious.
You can always go back. Mm-hmm. Whomever was on the receiving end of your nasty words, I'm sure 99% of the time is going to be like, thank you for your honesty. You know, it doesn't mean that you're forgiven by any means. Yeah. But it's, it's a nice gesture.
And if you're friends with the person, if this is, first of all, if you don't know this person, and you follow them on social media or whatever, it's not necessary. You're just letting out some negative energy to relieve yourself because you have no further connection with that person's life. But if you're good friends with someone, I encourage fights. As weird as that's going to sound, let it out. I had one great friend throughout high school, and we just had that small line of tension. And every time someone did something, the other person would pretend it's fine. And I was on vacation with my family in a hotel room in, like, I don't know, somewhere in Florida. And we were just yelling at each other on the phone because one of us found out something else the other did over break. And we were having this whole fight and crying and screaming and saying horrible things to each other. And at the end of the conversation, we're like, I feel better. That helped. And we were just, you know, it brought the friendship to a whole other level. You don't always have to silently or viciously. You could just try to be a adult.
Yeah.
You can try it.
It's so hard, but that's great advice because I don't fight. I don't like it. I don't do it.
I don't recover from fights well.
Sometimes it's necessary.
But if
you can't get over what this thing is, you have to have that moment where you're like, all right, is this a fake relationship? And do we have to maybe agree to not have it moving forward? Or you let it out. I'll let it out. I hear you. I'm sorry that that was received that way. Let's move on.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I love that line. I'm sorry that it was received that way. I didn't mean to hurt you. Let's move on.
Yeah.
That's some pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. It worked that one time. It's not like I have it a million times. It worked one time in high school and I will never forget it. But hey, maybe give it a shot.
Yeah, you have to do it. There's also something else that I really love, and I've said this before on social media and I cannot take credit for it. I don't remember where I saw it. I'm clearly amazing at quotes because I don't remember any of them perfectly or where they came from. But it was something to the extent of going back to the online bullying thing. When children are unhappy with their lives, they cry.
Yeah.
When adults are unhappy with their lives, they lash out on social media because screaming in the middle of a Target is not socially acceptable for a grown up. And so.
Wait, it's not?
No, Kathleen, it's not. and so whenever somebody says something just really horrible online and luckily, it doesn't happen very often, I think, because I've blocked the majority of the people who want to say that kind of thing. I have to take a step back. I don't defend myself against bullies online because I don't want them to even be acknowledged.
Yeah.
But it is important to be like, you know what? The only time in my life personally that I ever could see myself being mean to somebody online is when I was sitting in a job that I hated. Mm-hmm. I hated my life. I was bored. I was pissed at the way my life looked at the time, and I was lashing out. And to be able to remember that that's where these people are who are lashing out at you doesn't make it hurt any less. The things that they say can be so incredibly insulting, but it is not about you. It is 100% a reflection of them.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's also, again, like you said, it doesn't make it easier. If there's something we can say to those people, you know, we're sorry for anyone to go through some kind of some kind of hurt. So if there's something you're experiencing, health is not something you can change. Someone else's actions, not something you can change. But if there's something in your life, like a job or a friend or something, maybe, oh, I wish I just did this more and I don't, and you're mad at yourself for it, try to take as much action to revocate it as possible, because it's so easy to sit and stew in feelings that you actually can do something to aid, if not fix, to treat. And it's just this slump that you stay in. I've been in it. I'm sure we've all been in something. So if that's maybe what's causing your lash out, I feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something you can do. It's time to take action and start some good habits moving toward the right direction.
The years will pass whether you do something or not, so you might as well take action now, because then in 5 years, you'll be so much further along.
Hell yeah.
You know, you might as well do it.
Jeez. I just want to read this thing that I got tagged in by a good friend on Instagram, because I think it's a nice wrap-up to this conversation. And it's a quote from Glennon Doyle Melton. And it's from something called Love Warrior.
Okay.
And I'm going to look that up later. I'm not sure what that is, but this is I like this very much. And it goes like this. We can choose to be perfect and admired, or to be real and loved. We must decide. If we choose to be perfect and admired, we must send our representatives out to live our lives. If we choose to be real and loved, we must send out our true, tender selves. That is the only way. Because to be loved, we have to be known. If we choose to introduce our true selves to anyone, we will get hurt. But we will be hurt either way. There is pain in hiding and pain outside of hiding. The pain outside is better because nothing hurts as bad as not being known.
I love that. Can we post that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's post that. You can see that on our Twitter at Acquired Podcast or on our Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast. We're also on Facebook. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast. That was beautiful,
Kathleen. Can you also come and read me a story every night? Because that was a great delivery.
Thank you very
that was
much.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So a little positive energy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Not a bad way for us to start our day.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I feel
at 2:15 a.m.
Yeah, basically. Do we all want to go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Who wants to go first? I guess I'll go first.
You volunteer as tribute?
We're all staring at each other's eyeballs, like whose pupils are most dilated. You have to take care of yourself all the time, is what I learned this week. Mm-hmm. Because you can constantly say, oh, I don't have time, or I'm stressed and I'll do this later. Time does not care what your problems are. You have to take care of yourself. I'm moving. I've said it a few times. I'm not good at it, it turns out. It's going to be over in like a week, but I've complained to both of you separately for different things. I've never had to move where I don't move into an already existing situation. It's been like the living room exists, the kitchen exists, everyone is already there, I'm just moving in. No, this is a bare bones apartment, I'm buying everything, I'm moving everything, I'm calling all the companies, I'm taking care of it. I haven't been working out, I haven't been drinking water, I haven't been sleeping well, and all of my stuff is like, I'll get to it after. But my body's like, no, you won't. You have to do this now. So just like, you know, if you have a routine thing, even something as simple as lotioning your body after the shower, like don't just find the time.
I always forget to do that.
It's good for you. I'm forgetting that too. Just do it. My skin is parched.
Yeah. That's a good lesson. That's a good lesson.
This is a big step for you though. A big girl apartment. So congratulations.
Thank you. I need it to be done with, but thank you.
I learned this week that this is a two-parter because I actually need you who are listening right now to tell me what I learned this week.
Okay.
So I watched this movie that came out in 2014 called The Guest. And
That's a good one.
Okay,
I don't know this.
It stars Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey. He's the blonde guy. He's so pretty. You saw this movie?
No. I just realized I was thinking of The Gift.
Oh, different.
Which is a different movie.
So The Guest came out in 2014, and it is like a thriller ?
You're not even sure?
Nope, not sure. And so I watched it, and I think I really like it. But what I learned this week is that I don't quite know how I feel about this movie. And it's still sitting with me. I watched it on Saturday. And so please watch The Guest with Dan Stevens.
Okay.
And then before you report, sit for like 6 hours and then let me know what you think about it. Because your feelings might be different after the fact.
I don't like this poster. His eyes are giving me like feelings of weirdness. Like this is an oddly unsettling advertisement. Don't Google The Guest or do Google The Guest images.
So anyway, watch The Guest starring Dan Stevens. It's on Netflix and then wait 6 hours and then report back.
Okay.
Because I learned I have no idea how I feel about this movie.
Great.
Kathleen?
Mine goes along with Sam. I've been in my apartment for 3 years now. I'm getting the itch. Do you guys know the itch?
Yes.
When colors need to be changed and furniture needs to be moved. And
I'll report in 3 years.
So I'm in the market for a coffee table because I didn't like the old one. I put it somewhere else, blah, 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 blah. And I'm all about upcycling on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. I rarely ever buy furniture new. So I found the perfect. I want glass with gold trim. And okay, I have too much wood in my apartment. I need more textures. You guys,
you know the
issue. So I only measured the width of the table I agreed to buy instead of measuring the height of it or the length, the depth, whatever. I'm not very good at geometry.
The other parts of it.
Yeah, the other part. So I get to the, I'm like, yes, I'm going to buy it. I talk them down $30. I get to the house in the morning with my husband and it doesn't fit in the car.
Oh no.
And I'm like the idiot there that doesn't know how to use a measuring tape. And the poor husband, the husband and wife who are selling me this, he's like, did you not tell her? Did you not tell her what the measurements were? And I'm like, no, it's my fault. It's my fault. I'm sorry. So after all this driving, we got a new car. We came back. Blah, 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 blah. We get into the apartment and it's too big.
No! You were so excited about this!
So if anybody is in the market for a 40 by 40 gold coffee table.
Oh my God, can I come over and see it today? Because I've seen this, on, you've shown me pictures for days.
And now I paid $70 for this hunk of junk that I can't put anywhere. I'm gonna finagle it in the closet and like hang things from the legs and just wait for my next apartment.
Oh my God.
It's a nice table though.
It's a nice table.
On the bright
beautiful.
Side.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, Kathleen.
Well, now I'm depressed.
Well, this is, I want to close this out really quickly just by saying, if you are being bullied, because that was our main topic of conversation, please, please, please reach out to somebody. There's a bunch of resources for you online. You can go to stopbullying.gov. Stopbullying.gov. There's links if you are being bullied, how to help someone who's being bullied, steps to take. But more than anything, if you're being bullied, reach out to somebody. If they don't respond the right way, reach out to somebody else. Find an adult or a person that you trust and keep going until you find someone who takes steps for you, because you do not have to live that way. You do not deserve to live that way. You are a good person.
You're valid.
Mm-hmm. And you are loved. So please reach out. We love you and you will be okay. But you got to step up. You got to take care of yourself too, first and foremost. Kathleen, do you want to close out the episode?
Yeah, sure. If you guys want to write us an email, we have a Gmail account. It's anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Acquired Podcast, on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast, and on Facebook, which I love. And we all take turns updating that Facebook
yeah,
page.
We do.
Acquired Taste Podcast.